103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos
dias. Oh no, your voice is a hot mess again. Huh?
Wepa.
Don't scream.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't go, wepa. No.
Wepa.
Oh, DZ, you're not helping.
Hold on, I'll whisper it.
Whispering's the worst thing you can do.
Wepa.
Don't whisper. No, I'm not kidding. Whispering is the worst thing you can do right now.
Really?
I've had enough voice problems, been to ENTs over the years, had nodules on my voice. Whispering is the worst.
No,
don't whisper, please. Yeah, it strains your voice more than you think.
not this guy.
But you know, I used to have to go in and literally I couldn't talk for days, and I was on the radio, and the ENT, the ear, nose, and throat doctor,
right,
would be like, the only cure for this is to stop talking. So, DZ, I know you don't want to hear that, and that doesn't really work for you.
I was going to say, well, let me tell you something. The way my life's set up is I got to talk, and I got to talk.
That was kind of the way I was at the time, and they went, no, really. Like, you can't talk. And I was like, that doesn't work for me.
Guess what?
And the doctor was like,
I talk.
It doesn't matter. If you don't stop, you're going to be in surgery. That's what the doctor said to me, because you're going to be getting nodules off your throat.
How the hell do we get to surgery this early in the morning?
Well, you do enough damage to your voice, you get nodules on your throat. This happens to singers. This happens to all kinds of people.
Are you saying it gets worse and worse? Beyonce right now?
No, I'm saying you're worse than Beyonce. Beyonce takes care of her voice.
Oh,
Beyonce doesn't do this.
Oh, got it.
Beyonce would stop talking if they told her to stop talking.
I get what you're saying. I'm Beyonce adjacent. I get it.
Either way, it's Friday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Point is, DZ's voice is questionable, but I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
It is our last day to give away tickets to see the Kid Laroi at the Rave on July 6th.
Mm-hmm.
We do those at 7:45. And it's also the last day to win tickets to see SZA at Summerfest. She's coming June 22nd. So we're going to give those out after 8 a.m. Yesterday, I gave away the SZA tickets at 8:05, and then somebody texted in at like 8:30. Did I miss the SZA tickets? I'm like, yeah.
Sorry.
Sure did.
Gotta be ready for it.
Gotta be on the Odyssey app. Listen on the app if you're not gonna be in the car.
Whoops.
It's very easy. You're welcome.
Don't want it to be your fault. And then we wish it wasn't true, but yeah, today's the last day. Come
exactly.
on. Everybody want them.
Mm-hmm. Question of the day, though, is coming up next.
I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, this is it. You've already moved your body, I think. So now it's the brain time.
Yeah, buddy.
Because we really just drive aimlessly. You know, you're driving to work and you're like, did I just go through a green light?
Autopilot like a mug. So let's wake it up.
And you're losing your voice, so I'm going to keep it light today and easy.
Okay.
I said that, and I was about to give you a traumatic question. We're going to do it a different day, because I know it would trigger you if I gave you one I was going to give you.
You said light and easy, and then you gave
a very
powerful sigh.
We'll do this one another day. Here's the question of the day. Are you scared of the dark?
Am I scared of the dark?
Are you scared of the dark?
Certain darks.
What does that mean?
I'm not scared of being outside in the dark, right? As long as I'm not in, like, the deep woods.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of, like, you put me in the deep woods and I'm out.
Right.
But, like, I'll be in the dark in my front yard or
I'll be outside.
Downtown, even.
Whatever, right.
Walk into my car. It doesn't really freak me out.
None of that.
Yeah.
But if I'm in the basement and the lights go out.
And you come up.
And Kukui's coming and I gotta run. Ooh, I'm running.
Let me tell you something about the basement. My kids do this. They go down. I tell them to go down there to get something. They complain.
Uh-huh.
And then I go, make sure you turn off the light. And they go, oh. And I hear the light switch go boop. And then I hear the fastest run you've ever heard, because they think someone's chasing them up the stairs. They do the same thing at bedtime. Like, if I'm already in bed and I'll go turn off the lights.
Uh-huh.
You've turned all the lights on when you went downstairs.
Right,
I hear the fastest run up the stairs, because I go, nobody. And I said to Hudson one day, I go, you know, you were just down there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's there. You know that, right?
No, you don't know that. You never know that.
Well, when we had a dog, I used to go, Bella's down there. You know, nobody's down there. And they'd be like, oh.
Don't matter.
They didn't care.
Don't matter.
But it was like, oh, no. Somebody's chasing me. They're going to get me.
I'm selectively scared of the dark, like your boys. Like, I feel like a lot of people are.
I hate it that they sleep with their lights on. It makes me crazy.
That I love sleeping in the dark.
Yes.
If it's almost got to be pitch black.
But they don't sleep sleep in the dark because they're afraid of it, DZ. That's what I'm saying.
Well, and that's when you get a little bit older, you grow up some.
Help.
That's when the dark really gets appreciated.
True.
You know what I mean?
Like, when you need sleep.
A dark room when you need sleep. As a kid, you might have a little too much going on.
But true.
When you're an adult, because as a child, I was scared of the dark for a little bit in my life.
Yeah.
Yo, teen years, I grew out of that kind of quick.
I mean, I probably had a nightlight when I was little.
Yeah.
But then it did evolve out. And I see that too with Owen, because he's 12. He started now turning his light off.
Right.
But he still wants the door cracked with the hall light.
True.
See? We're evolving.
Stages to it.
Are you scared of the dark? I want to talk to adults who aren't afraid to admit this because I think it's fair. It sounds so kiddish when you say it out loud,
yeah.
But most people are afraid of the dark, I feel like.
Bruh, as a grown man, I am scared of the basement dark. Yeah, I'll walk through my house pitch black, that's fine, but the basement? Nah.
Somebody said, yeah, of course. Who isn't afraid of the dark? If you're not afraid of the dark, you're not human. I don't agree with that. It depends on the situation.
Some people might call in and say, yes, yeah. We should all be scared of the dark, and other people might say, nope, never been scared of the dark a day in my life, not since I was a baby.
Right. You can text us, 414-533-1037. You can also call that number and discuss, because we're going to talk next. Are you afraid of the dark? Come on. Come on. Tell
us.
Tell us.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Okay, so the question of the day is, are you afraid of the dark? Somebody texted in and said, dark haunted houses? No, thank you.
I mean, no, yeah, I'm not about the haunted house life either.
But it's not the dark for me. It's just someone jumping out and scaring me. It's not the dark in scary movies. It's the jump scare.
Sure.
That's what I don't like about scary stuff.
But if you were sitting there in a very bright warehouse rather than a dark dungeon looking area.
Our coworker scares me all the time when I turn the corner in our well-lit building. What's the difference?
Yeah, sometimes it'd be dark and scary in here. Let's be honest. It'd be early. We're here early.
Sean's in West Bend, though. One of our regulars. Let's get him on. Sean, good morning.
Howdy, howdy.
We're talking about the dark. DZ has no voice. Bear with us.
Sorry, DZ.
It's life, man. We gonna get through it. We gotta get to it, though. What's up? Talk to us, man.
The question of the day is, are you afraid of the dark? Tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely situational. I know when I was younger, right after The Ring came out, I had seen it, went to bed that night on my ship, and started hearing all these noises, like, all right, this sucks.
This ain't it.
See, you got your own head. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the next day I had to go do maintenance in some fan rooms, and it's really, 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 really dark up there. I had a little flashlight, and I looked at it, I was like, man, it's going to suck if this thing goes out.
Yeah.
Get all the way into the back, sure enough, flashlight goes out, and it's like that SpongeBob meme where it's like, all right, I'm going to head out.
All right, I'm out this mug. Listen.
He said, no thanks.
I just wouldn't have even gone to work that day. I would have called the cops.
Come on.
Now that I'm older, I don't even care anymore. It's like, if something's going to happen, just let it be quick.
You guys are out of your minds.
Sean said he gave up.
Somebody texted in and said, as a grown 28-year-old woman, I too run up the stairs after turning the light off, and I am in no shape to be running up the stairs, y'all.
Boy, don't we know it.
And then they said, I still sleep with the hall light on, like my kids do. I thought that DZ just told me they were going to outgrow that. Don't.
I said they should. Maybe they would.
Sean,
they might not.
Somebody said, yep, got to check behind that shower curtain at night. Do you do that?
It's a glass door, thankfully, so I don't got to.
I leave the shower curtain open so we don't have that problem.
Ooh, there you go.
And then if guests come over, I close it so it looks nice.
Well, of course.
You know?
Come on now.
Sean, thanks for calling.
Have a good one.
You too, fam.
You
peace.
Too. We have a ton of texts here. Somebody said, I'm a little scared of the dark, but more so when my husband isn't home or I'm all alone, even if my dogs are there. That's Ashley in Oconomowoc. Ashley, come on. You got this.
Got that, girl.
Stephanie in Jackson says, yes, I am. Even afraid to take my dog out at night thinking an animal will come out. LOL.
Oh, all right. I'm not scared of the dark, but if I'm going to the garbage cans at night, I do feel like there might be a critter somewhere around that I'm going to have to boot.
Oh, I don't even think about animals. That never even crosses. It's people all day.
Oh, no. I'm scared
it's
of small critters, not human beings.
Somebody said, if I've watched a scary movie, the dark becomes terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else texted in and said, hi, I'm not afraid of the dark itself, but I'm afraid of what's in the dark. Well, I think that's probably all of us, right?
And that's where it becomes situational, because it depends on what are you scared of in the dark, mm-hmm. quote unquote, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like think about the haunted house theory. Mm-hmm. It's dark. And you don't know what's about to pop out right. and jump out at you. If it was the middle of the day outside,
yeah.
I wouldn't be as scared.
No.
You know?
No, but it's the jump scare for me. I'm dying on that hill. The dark. It's the scaring part.
Mm-hmm.
You could do that anywhere. I know what you're saying. You're saying outside I would be scared less.
I definitely would be. You know, not inside, though.
But I do love the person who texted in about the shower curtain, as we're talking about if you're afraid of the dark, because I know so many people that was a trend on TikTok. Those videos were trending for a while, where people were acting like they would fling open the shower curtain really fast to find a murderer just in case. And there was, of course, never it. When has there ever been anyone in your shower? Ever? You even know anyone this has happened to?
Did you see the trend when then there would be somebody in the shower trying to scare them and they get mollywopped?
No. What's mollywopped?
They get bopped, like hit.
Hit?
Punch. Right. You ain't never heard mollywopped?
No.
Oh, well.
Never.
My bad. I taught you some slang today. Mollywopped.
Thank you.
Means to get bopped. Bet.
I say bet because Hudson started saying bet, and I wanted to be like, this is so not new. He just started. He's in fourth grade. But the problem is, he says it over and over. I've been dying to tell you this on the air. So I'll say something, and he'll go, bet, bet, bet. And I'm like, stop saying bet. You got to say it once. You don't say it like 10 times.
You get a maximum of twice. You get two bets, bet, bet.
Bet.
Biggity bet.
Sorry, you triggered that story when you said the slang. Are you afraid of the dark? It looks like most people are. So yep. I don't think you should feel bad.
99%.
If you're afraid of the dark, it's fine. It was the question of the day on a Friday.
Wepa.
Mm-hmm. 103.7 Kiss FM.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Today, the problem is DZ, and you are going to help, you the listener.
It's a should-do edition.
Yeah, DZ has no voice, as you can tell. And
I got a voice.
No, you don't.
Yes,
barely.
I do. Listen to it.
You're talking more than ever. That's the irony. Most of the time, you're quiet. When you lose your voice, you won't shut up. The irony with you. I'm telling you.
Normally, I'm quiet?
Yes. You talked to me more off the air today than ever before. It's because you can't talk, so you want to talk, I feel like.
I don't know. Maybe it's just more annoying because of my voice.
Or you didn't talk yesterday and you missed that vocal talking. You're getting it out today.
Could be, but I'll be quiet. Silence is one of my love languages. We've talked about this.
I'm the worst person for that one. Silence is my love language. You better find a new morning show partner.
I'll let you talk. You talk enough for the both of us anyway. We good.
It's not a lie. Okay, so today the problem is DZ has no voice. What do we do to help him get his voice back? I see you have tea over there.
Yeah,
that's the first step.
Chugged it.
Mm-hmm. DZ, I got a lower voice. I'm well aware of this. Mm-hmm. I've damaged my voice over the years. And when I was in my 20s, it was really bad. And I'd have to go to the ear, nose, and throat specialist all the time because I would get nodules on my throat, which you very well may have on your throat. They will go away if you rest your voice.
They do go away.
They do. Yes, okay. If you rest your voice. If you don't, they will get worse. And down the line, you will have surgery. Because people like Justin Timberlake had to take a whole break from his tour to have surgery because he had nodules on his throat.
Yikes.
So I'm just telling you, you need to rest it. Treat it like any broken limb. It needs rest. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
But can you be here till 10?
If I told you, I waited 2 weeks to go get my broken hand looked at, what would you say?
I would be so mad at you.
I did. I've done it. I know. I mean, and I've been there. You just sometimes don't, don't listen to the best advice. But the thing
is,
I felt my voice a little shaky since basically Easter. It has felt some type of way, and I don't feel like I've overstrained.
Yeah.
So the fact that I've lost my voice is pretty
annoying. You have overstrained. You've screamed at Bucks games. You and I talk every day. We use our voice every day, all day.
Yeah.
Grab a line. You know what? Screw it. Because you're already talking too much. Just let's take one of the phones. Let's go for this. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Oh, thank God. Somebody else who talks as much as I do so we can get him to stop talking. Unbelievable. This guy, this poor guy, he's going to have no voice. I need him.
You said, right? Is, you got to let the people know it's Saucy.
Oh, sorry.
Man.
Saucy Sandra's on the phone. I'm talking to her. We know who it is.
Hey, my friend. Happy Friday.
Hello, happy Friday. I'm glad it's the weekend. DZ, you got to rest your voice.
Yeah,
he does. Mm-hmm. He needs some honey.
Yep, honey's a big one.
Gargle with warm salt water. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just the warmness in your throat. Drink warm beverages.
Warm is good. He's drinking warm tea right now. The honey is the key. I should have brought in honey for you. I didn't even think about it.
I was chugging honey yesterday.
Honey's really, it coats your throat. It just makes it feel better.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. I was drinking honey yesterday, like out of the bottle straight.
You know what? That might have actually been worse for you then, as I'm thinking about this, Sandra, because he's coating his throat, convincing himself it's getting better.
It feels good.
Right, and he's talking
more, using it more, and he's actually making it worse. Like, you're thinking it's better.
True.
I bet that's what happened yesterday.
Yeah, playing a mind game. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Allie earlier was telling me that whispering is bad.
It's horrible.
I was trying to whisper, and I was drinking honey.
No. It's the worst thing for your voice. People don't know that unless you had voice issues like me. You don't whisper.
I need to see, like, a vocal coach or something to get my exercises in for my vocals.
100%. Because you're not using it correctly. You're straining your throat. You're not coming from the stomach. Yeah.
Clearly.
Uh-huh.
Right. I would think that whispering would be worse for you because it, like, puts more stress on your vocal cords.
Well, and it, like, spoken like a true Latino, Rebecca wrote in Hale's Corners, does he have honey in the tea? Mexicans don't like meds. Well, he's Colombian, but he doesn't like meds. You're correct.
That's right. Latinos don't like meds.
That's correct.
So don't come up here telling me to take no medicine. No.
I tried this all the time. He looks at me and he goes, get your medicine away from me.
What should I do to preserve my voice? Or better my voice, strengthen my voice. What do I do about my voice, y'all? Mm. That's what would DZ do as a should DZ do today?
Bella said, drink the tea I sent you.
Oh, that was gone.
That he's already drank that, Bella.
Bella, that's been gone. Listen, Saucy agrees, though. Warm drinks.
All right, thanks, Saucy. Yep. We'll talk to you later.
No problem. Rest your voice this weekend. Have a nice weekend.
You too, Saucy. Love, guys.
Thanks.
Love. Bye.
The problem is, tomorrow morning, we're out again. We're out at doggy day at the Deer District.
That's what I'm saying.
And so you don't technically have to talk, but you and I get in public, all we do is talk.
I'm gonna talk.
Sheesh.
I'm not gonna talk.
Well, we're gonna be in the Deer District from 11 to 1 tomorrow, DZ and I. It's doggy day, and you can bring your pups out. Tons of pups will be there with the vendors.
It's gonna be Deer District turned doggy district.
It is. It's gonna be fun. But we're taking your advice now on what he should do about his voice. Somebody wrote in, stop, period, talking, period. Sounds like me. Yesterday, I told DZ to go away when he kept trying to talk to me. I wrote, go away.
Man, all right, that's fine. I'll go away.
No, you're not. 414-533-1037. Calls and texts. We're going to take them next on what DZ should do to get his voice back.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Somebody texted in and said, I lost my voice in Cancun and drank margaritas and picked the salt off every margarita rim. Somebody else said, drink warm tea with honey. Yes, we've already talked about that.
I just forgot my honey today. That's the only thing
honey
that sucks.
Honey is good. Somebody else said, peppermint, they say, helps.
Peppermint?
I don't know. Huh. Mike's in Hartford. Let's start with him this morning. Babe, I mean. We call him, what his wife calls him, Babe. Good morning, Babe.
Oh, good morning.
Mike messaged me all about his birthday last night, and I, in true Allie form, I wrote back and go, I didn't even know it was your birthday, dude.
When's his birthday?
I wasn't even like, oh, I'm so sorry. I go, what the hell?
Wait, Mike, is it your birthday today?
No.
Tomorrow.
Ah, well, happy early birthday.
But we won't be here, so happy birthday, babe.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, babe.
Aw, you're only
37.
30. Oh, I was just saying,
37.
Just call it an even 30. That, hey, there you go, man.
Are you 37. Really 37?
Yep, I turned 37 tomorrow.
I guess I never asked Mike how old he was.
I knew we were around the same age.
You're 30. You're not around the same age.
We're in our 30s together.
DZ's still wet behind the ears.
Mike, what should he do with his voice? He won't stop talking.
I ain't learned.
So I actually, in high school, I was in musicals, and we would perform musicals 4 days in a row, and I had pretty significant parts.
Yeah.
Lemon drops. Candy, lemon heads.
The Ricolas are
no,
so...
No. Well, the shots, but the Ricola, but the actual candy, like the lemon head, where it's the real sour
no.
Lemon.
Do something a step up and go for the Ricola, which is a similar thing, but actually a little more medicated, even though it's over the counter. The Ricola's meant for that.
I'll be getting the Incendia Ricolas. Yeah.
The commercials.
Yeah.
Yep. But you're on to the same thing, I think. It's the same kind of vibe.
Right.
What he's telling you to do, it probably does a lot. It's the lemon that has the effect.
We had a bunch of candy bags laying around during the musicals that we'd just be in between songs, popping them in our mouths just to keep our throats warmed up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I'm gonna have to slide.
Mike said, "Go get some candy." That was the best suggestion anybody's had.
Don't tempt me with going to get some snacks.
He said, "Candy, that'll solve it."
I agree, Mike. I totally agree.
Mike, we hope you have a great birthday tomorrow.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Love you, babe. Man, bye. Peace.
Love you too, guys. Bye.
Danny is in Waldo up next, in which I said to Danny, "Where's Waldo?"
You're so corny.
Morning, but Danny. I meant it. I was like, wait, what? Hey, Danny, how are you?
Waldo's up north there.
Hi.
Hi.
I am great.
I'm looking up north there, north of Hingham and Cascade and Adel. Oh, boy.
Yep.
Below Plymouth. Yep. Now I see you.
I've been through Waldo before. I know where Waldo is.
I camped in Plymouth one time years ago. It was fun.
So you drove through Waldo?
I probably did. So, wow.
Good morning, Danny. How we doing?
Yeah, help DZ out because he won't stop talking. So what should he do?
Talk for me.
So I'm a choir teacher, actually.
Ooh.
You're the perfect person.
I know a lot about how to take care of your voice.
Yeah.
I actually get laryngitis at least once a year in fall because of my allergies.
Oh.
So I get it a lot, and I have a lot of home remedies that I do to help take care of it. One of the things that I do is... I'll take like those cinnamon sticks and boil them in water and then drink that with like tea mixed in with it and stuff and some honey, and the cinnamon actually helps clear out whatever bacteria is there.
I was gonna say
vocal cords to strain.
What does the cinnamon do? And you answered that for
it's
us.
It's antibacterial cinnamon.
It helps clean it out a little bit. I will recommend, though, that you do not have cough drops, because cough drops have a medicine in it that will also help numb your throat so that it's not sore and it doesn't hurt.
Okay, Danny.
And that's actually bad for your vocal cords.
Because you use it. This is my next question then, Danny. Yes. Did you hear what I said about the honey, that my theory was if he was drinking honey yesterday, he was convinced his voice was better, so he was talking?
Yep.
Eating like a spoon of honey, too, like in the morning and at night, too, will help clean that out, because honey kind of like... It also helps soothe your throat, too, but it'll also help that kind of clean out a little bit as well. Typically what I would do is, in the morning, I would boil some cinnamon sticks, eat a spoon of honey, and then drink my tea.
No. She was just getting to the meat of it, and she cut. Oh, no, you cut out. She's back.
She's back. You cut out, Danny, but we got you back.
We got you back.
I'm sorry.
You're okay.
There's an end zone up here.
In Waldo? No shocking.
because you're going to continue straining your voice. Whispering is super bad.
Thank you.
With my students, what I do, this is really funny, I will create a document and put it up on my smart board, and I will type to them what I want them to do.
So don't got to talk.
So I don't have to talk. It gets pretty theatrical and pretty funny, but it works. And even just like one day where you rest your voice as much as you can, it will start to come back a little bit.
Well, this would be funny if we weren't on the radio, though. I mean, how are we going
to...
The writing would be hysterical if people could see us.
We got the right one with Danny, though. I'm gonna need you to send me a list of the vocal warm-ups that you do with the kids so that I could do those, too.
Honestly, and Danny, I'm glad that you backed up what I said about whispering, because I learned that years ago when I was constantly at the ENT for throat problems, and I learned that whispering is one of the worst things you can do when you're losing your voice. Lot of people don't know that, because a lot of people don't have problems with their voice. They don't deal with this.
I've never had problems with my voice ever in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now here we are.
Yep. There you go. Yep. Well, thank you, Danny. That was actually really, really helpful.
Appreciate your call.
Yeah, of course.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye. Whoever texted in, take a shot of whiskey. Come on.
Hey, listen. No advice is bad advice.
At 10, you can.
It's also Friday.
At noon, we can, because it's always 5 o'clock somewhere. All right. Thanks for all your advice. Somebody else says drink pickle juice. Okay. You ready to do this world premiere?
I got it.
All right. Dua Lipa. This is my girl, and we have got the world premiere of her new song, Illusion, it is called.
Ain't heard it yet.
Let's go. World premiere. Odyssey world premiere. Enjoy. Brand new Dua Lipa. It's Illusion on Kiss FM.
Yeah. Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, well, well. She named herself Margaret. She said that's her fake name.
All right, Margaret.
She wants to be in the Kissmas Protection Program.
We got you.
She said, I can't agree on this with my husband. So for the second time, we're bringing a dilemma for Am I the Jerk?
Bad.
They've written in before. She said, Allie and DZ, hello. Am I the jerk if I tell our neighborhood kids to stop using our basketball hoop? She said, we've lived in our house for about 4 years. We have a basketball hoop in the front of our house that we use as a couple. There's also several hoops in our neighborhood, literally one next door. We don't have kids, but some of the kids and teens that we don't know and don't live on our block will come use our hoop without asking. I let it go the first few times, but lately they've been hanging and dangling from the hoop, pulling on the net, leaving garbage around, jumping and standing on our front porch furniture. My concern is, if they get hurt on our property, we would be liable and potentially damaging our property. Hmm. She's not wrong about that.
Fair.
Also, our dog hates kids, so she barks non-controllably at them, so the peace in the house leaves immediately. My husband doesn't want to be, quote, that neighbor, right, aka a Karen, but it's so bothersome. I told them to stop. They did for a while, but then they did it again and again and again with some extra teenage attitude. So my question is, am I the jerk because I told them to scram that they aren't welcome to use our hoop anymore? Side note, I have no idea where to even find the parents to talk to them. So I'm glad she put that in there.
Sure.
P.S. Listening to you both has become a staple in our marriage. We love you.
Love y'all back.
Aww.
Margaret. Even though I think you're kind of a jerk right now.
I don't think she's a jerk at all. You're going to come on my property and damage my stuff? I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're the best kid in the neighborhood or the worst kid in the neighborhood. Get off my property. Get off my lawn in true old people form. Get off my lawn because you have no respect for my stuff.
Yeah.
Let somebody come to your house and ruin your stuff. And then, oh, hell no.
I mean,
it would be on.
But they're kids. And if they do break something,
at least they're playing basketball.
I'd expect somebody to cough up some change for that and pay for it and make it right. Right. But at the same time, they're kids. You're going to have to take the basketball hoop down because there's clearly not a park for them to play at, or else they'd be at the park.
But that sucks because she said her and her husband use it. They actually use the basketball hoop, which is kind of cute.
But yeah,
cute. That they're out there playing basketball together.
Cute for y'all, Margaret, for sure. But at the same time, is it that big of a deal? You can have a very direct conversation with kids, and we underestimate how understanding kids can be. Y'all could play on our hoop. Because what if, besides them hanging on it and leaving some garbage?
Besides leaving garbage and hanging on it, that's not enough for you?
That's what I'm saying. It's enough. But it's enough to say, listen, if you guys are going to be here, because I personally don't have a problem with this. If you guys are going to be here, y'all got to take care of this as if it was your own. Mm-hmm. If you can't do that, then y'all cannot be here.
So she's got to have a second talk with them? She already had one.
It's kids, man.
And they disappeared, and then they came back a few weeks later.
They're either going to come hoop at your house or come hoodlum at your house and throw eggs. You're going to get TP'd.
If you looked at me and said, Allie, you're going to have to deal with 17, or I'm making a, let's say four, neighborhood kids that you don't know, and you don't know their parents coming to your house and using your stuff, I'd be like, I'm not a daycare. Like, I'm not here. I'm not a park.
Listen.
This is my home.
That's probably the best.
This is my home.
That's probably the best rim in the neighborhood, and the last tenants 4 years ago let the kids hoop there. They had to.
Maybe. Because I don't know.
Otherwise, they'd have no reason to be coming to your house in particular.
Well, her husband doesn't want to confront the kids. He thinks they're being Karens.
I wouldn't either. I'm kind of on the husband's
side.
Come
on.
They're
children. So when it gets broken, or if somebody gets hurt, what are you going to do?
If somebody, man.
Then what? You're going to go tell them they got to pay for it, and you'll never see them again.
I'm not liable for you coming on my property without permission. permission, because if I give you the permission, you got to take care of yourself. Mm. It's a swim at your own risk. No lifeguard on duty.
Oh, boy. 414-533-1037. Is Margaret the jerk if she tells the kids in their neighborhood to stop using their basketball hoop? Mm-hmm. She can't find the parents. They've talked to them once. And they want to know. Her husband says no. Mm-hmm. But now the kids are breaking stuff. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Things that I've got.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So the problem today is that Margaret, who wanted to be in the Kissmas Protection Program and change her name, is annoyed with the kids always using their basketball hoop in their neighborhood, and her husband doesn't want to be that neighbor. She doesn't know the parents. She's asked them not to do it. They disappeared, then came back. But now they're kind of messing with their stuff. So let's just go to the phones. Jessica is in Watertown. We'll start with her this morning. Hey, Jessica.
Morning.
Hey.
Okay, her husband doesn't want to be a Karen, and I get that. But are they the jerk if they tell these neighborhood kids to stop using their hoop?
Absolutely not. They're not the jerk.
Go on.
Okay, so the reason I say this is because it's not always the kids, it's the parents. So a few months back, my son had a friend come over, and his friend fell at my house, tripped over his own 2 feet, and hit his head, and had to go get stitches, and guess what? The parents are like, we want you to pay the medical bill.
Wow.
So, exactly. So if this, something happens on their property,
they're liable.
You need to pay the bills. You need to pay the medical bills. And yeah.
Yeah, so, we ain't doing that.
Same reason we have insurance and all these things. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So annoying.
Well, and then your insurance rates could go up, and it's just a huge mess. So absolutely not the jerks if they tell these kids to get off their property.
Yeah. She was triggered, too, and you have a great story that would back up why you feel that way. So, you know, Jessica, I can respect that.
Jessica got experience.
Mm-hmm. Sorry that that happened.
Yeah.
Especially with your kid's friend. How awkward for the two kids who are friends now.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Horrible.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Jessica, thanks for calling.
Have a good day.
Bye.
You imagine, for you stay friends, you remember that time my parents sued each other? Over my stitches?
No. It'd be a nightmare.
Boy,
you know what? I'm actually going to go to Angela in Plymouth next. We're going to go to her because she sounded fired up. Angela, good morning.
Hey,
good morning. How are you guys?
Good. How are you? Talk to us.
Do you think they're the jerk if they tell the neighborhood kids to stop using the basketball hoop?
No way. Not a jerk at all.
Why?
No way, Jose.
Nope. I mean, it's nice that they have a hoop in front of their house and stuff, but no way. What would be the difference if they had a pool in their backyard? Could they, all the kids just come over and swim all the time?
DZ says
no
yes. I say hell no.
You know, it would be great to be that neighbor that everybody comes over, but I am definitely with us with the last caller, with Jessica.
Yeah, get somebody off my lawn.
Somebody gets hurt, something happens.
Yeah,
no way.
No way. I mean, that's your property. Yeah, I get
100%.
That. 100%. All right. Thanks for calling, Angela.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Tammy is in Waukesha. Tammy, good morning.
Great morning.
I okay,
like that.
That's
great
a nice,
morning, Tammy.
I like that too. Great morning. Okay, well,
grand,
do you think,
grand rising.
Are you going to clean sweep this?
That
or
part. I'm sorry. Oh, absolutely.
She brought a broom.
Yep. Go on.
Well, so I say, wait, what? You want me to answer the question,
yes,
right?
Yes. Not, yes. Do you say jerk or not the jerk? You say not the jerk.
I say not the jerk. Look, boom. I have kids, right? I have 5 of them. Kids have entitlement and boundary issues.
Ooh,
they should definitely, look, so I'm like this. If they would have asked for permission in advance and she said yes, different story. But don't just come on someone's property assuming it's okay and playing the basketball, whatever the case may be.
No.
Yeah. Boundary issues and entitlement issues these kids have.
I love
these
the
days.
Way you put it, and that is something we got to teach them. I deal with this with my kids all the time.
Right.
I mean,
yes, for sure.
It
starts at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I wish my kids would do that.
Yeah.
No. So
Hudson cried the other day because I wouldn't buy him a car, and I go, "We're so far past this. Like, come on. Like, this is not. Are you joking
my boy,
me right
you
now?
You got enough cars. Okay?
I was like, you got one yesterday. Like, this is crazy. You have to stop.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's he's in tears now because they think they get everything. I'm like, no, you don't.
That's hard.
No,
that's
you don't. What made you think that? I wish, you know? Now I'm triggered, see?
Right? That part.
It's a clean sweep.
Clean,
back in the day, way different. We had to, do chores, whatever. There were expectations. And going on someone else's property, just assuming it was okay, is not one of them. Yeah. I would ask. And if they said no, okay. Yeah. Then it is what it is.
I like what Tammy said. Had they asked for permission and gotten that clearance first, but then you already know they would have already been respectful with the property.
The worst part is they already went out and asked them to stop doing it. True. So it's not even like they already know they don't have the permission. True. So that's what's crazy about it. Anyway. All right, Tammy, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Have a great day.
That part.
I do want to pull up Solis real quick because her and her son are in the car and her son's a baller. This is a perfect mother-son. We got to turn down your radio.
We got a Hooper in the house.
Turn down your radio, Solis. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. You guys.
I just dropped him off. Sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
He's out of the car now. I mean, would you let him go on somebody else's property and use their hoop?
Hell no. No. My neighbor has a hoop, and they're like teenagers also, and he asked, if he can use it.
Sure.
And I'm like, you're going to use it when they're playing so you can play with them, because if something happened, if you broke it or something, I'm not paying for it.
She's right. She says, hey, they have to be there.
Right. You can't use it on your own.
Yes. And it's at a park that is closed, so he can go to the park.
The
and
park
hoop.
Is closed. Got it.
Yeah. So, but I'm very, they call me the military mom. I don't let them go outside, even if he's 14. I'm very strict.
Okay,
I'm
wait, you don't let them go outside? I mean, so, what is it? Why?
I mean, outside, yes.
Sergeant Solis over here. Sergeant Solis.
Yes. So the park is like, I don't know, I'm kind of afraid because he's a teenager, so...
Teens can get into some trouble. We know. So, Solis knows from experience. She's been there. She said, listen.
I was raised in Puerto Rico, so it's way different Puerto Rico than it is here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those people that is always listening to the murder podcast. And yes, I hear a lot of things, so I'm very afraid with my kids. And also, I just bought my first house.
Oh, my goodness. We're getting the life story. Look at this. But now she lives in a neighborhood with a house.
Right.
So she can really relate to this now.
Things are on the up and up.
I haven't done the close yet. It's next week. But it's
she's closing next week. Got it. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
It's going to be my property. And I don't want strangers in my house.
Yeah,
if something happens.
Boundaries.
I have to be responsible for those kids. I told my son, hey, I will put some water sprinkles in the front, sit with a beer in the front, wait for them to come around.
Hold on. How old is your son, Solis? How
14,
old is he?
He's 14. Said, right?
He's 14. 14. He's 14. And he's Solis. What water is going to do? I'm like...
Watch.
Solis, he's 14. He's not running in the sprinkler. What the hell?
He's like, that's not going to do nothing. I'm like,
what's next? A kiddie pool? What's she going to get the guy a kiddie pool?
Right.
If Sergeant Solis said it, it's got to happen. If Sergeant Solis dictates it.
Oh, my gosh.
Then Solis, we appreciate your call.
Have a great day.
Call us after you close, all right? We'll celebrate.
For sure.
Thank you. I will. Bye. Have a good day.
When she closes, we'll go over there and play basketball on her hoop.
Hey, I think we got permission, though. We got permission.
We do. Awesome. Not the jerk. Today, I don't think Margaret needs to worry at all. I think Margaret needs to say something, and she's not going to feel bad about it.
Clean
your property.
Sweep. Yep.
Clean sweep. Now, it is the last chance at the Kid Laroi tickets, because it's Friday. So, somebody's going to see him at the rave on July 6th, and then Dumpster Fire Dating's back, because it's Friday.
Hey, yo.
First things first, the Kid Laroi, 414-533-1037. Caller 30, you're going to see him at the rave on July 6th. We're here making your summer plans for you. Look at this. 103.7 Kiss FM. I need you to stay. 103.7 Kiss FM. Last chance at tickets to see the Kid LAROI at the Rave when he comes on July 6th. Alicia's on the phone this morning. Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Good morning. Jinx. What are you up to this morning, Alicia? Yeah,
what you doing?
Heading into work.
Boo. What's work? Because you know we're nosy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm a loan officer at Landmark Credit Union.
Oh, ooh. Look at you approving loans. I'll call you later.
We're gonna have to talk, Alicia. Cool. We got ideas.
This is why we can't be loan officers. We'd give them to everybody. We'd be like, approved.
Everybody.
Approved. Yep. Oh, my friend needs one. Approved.
I'd be fired day one.
I would too. I'd approve myself.
Well, I'd be the first applicant.
All right. Well, either way, Alicia, you're caller 30. Congratulations. You're going Yay. To see the Kid LAROI at the Rave.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have you been to the Rave before?
Yes.
And it's a pretty cool venue, right?
Understatement. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It's very cool.
I love the Rave.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Same.
Facts.
You're going to have a great time. Hold on. I got to get some more info from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, girl. So, and that's not all, because we do have SZA tickets coming up after 8 o'clock. Summerfest/SZA tickets. So you get both.
If you happen to get out the car, make sure you pull up the Odyssey app so you can listen to us there so you don't miss those.
Exactly. Your phone is your radio now. Mm-hmm. It's not like, oh, I'm going to miss the giveaway. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Just pull up the Odyssey app. Problem solved.
If you miss it, it's your fault.
Exactly. Dumpster fire dating's next.
Oh, boy.
I'm never ready.
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
Me? Cringe? With dumpster fire dating?
Bet.
It's next.
In Luka Heights.
Ladies will laugh. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Just minding my own business, out with my girlfriends, and I got to deal with DMs like this, which I've put in front of you today, DZ.
I got it.
I'm so over the dating. For the most part, I haven't been dating.
Right.
But I'll jump on the apps and see what the notifications are off, but I have messages, so I'll go check them once in a while.
If you got a fish on the line.
Kind of.
Well, I got you.
I had this fish on the line, and I don't know. You can read the DM of what happened when I was out last week, this guy said to me.
You were talking with this guy, Vinny, and y'all matched.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and he hits you up and says, let's have fun. But you respond, I'm already having fun. Crazy face emoji.
It's true. I was already having fun.
So he says, LOL, well, let me join in. Try to have fun, too. And he said, I don't know you yet. You might not be fun enough. Dang, that was
he doesn't
guy.
Know. He really doesn't know me, does he?
But he says something smart. Because he said, and same with you. So we're going to need to see. Plus, we can get to know each other as well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that. Mm-hmm. You said, okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
Fair
That's enough. What I said, fair enough.
Says, so let's do it then. And she...
He said, let's do it then.
He said, let's do it then. And then you respond, okay, what are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
And he just straight up said, hooking up. Bro, what?
To which, what did I write back?
You said, boring next.
Boring next. Because we're just done. I mean, the courting is over. There's no more courting on apps. There's no more, do you want anything more than booty? It's like, I say, well, what are we doing? And he says, hooking up. I thought fun meant going and doing something.
Nah,
this is how different men and women are when they think.
Cut to the chase, bro.
Clearly.
But I asked you how to use this profile, you know, because... No clue.
You asked me how you could see the guy's profile.
I wanted to see his face closer because the picture was tiny in the message.
Fair enough.
So you showed me the profile, and then you go, oh, well, if you could click here, see more about him, whatever, whatever. And I see to the bottom, though, you should have known that's exactly what he was looking for.
Why?
Because the only thing it says in there, he's looking for short term. Maybe open to long.
Let me see. Okay. Look, that's an option.
Had you seen that before?
I didn't look at what he was looking for, but most people put short term open to long.
Okay.
And to me, that says, if you're cool enough, I'll date you long term.
Sure.
But I didn't take it as only booty. I didn't realize short term. If you then put short term, then don't put open to long.
Open to long.
Let me see what the actual options are and what you can write for what you're looking for we're discussing.
Him starting off immediately going to the let's have fun, you should have known what was leading to. You know what I mean?
You're right.
He wasn't giving you any indication that he was trying to take you out on no date. No, at no point in time did he say anything longer than three words.
You're right. So I should have never, but we're on a dating app, so I thought, oh, he's going to ask me out on a date? It was nothing. It was one of hook up.
I want to hook up.
Nope.
Let's
boring.
Hook up.
This is boring. I can get that anywhere. What else? You got some stimulation, some mental stimulation for me to go with that?
You asked.
You're boring.
What are we doing? And his response was a two-word response.
Having fun.
Hooking up.
Oh, hooking up, right.
Hooking up.
He told me exactly what he wanted.
That's it. He's got nothing else to offer, nothing else to do, and he actually has no other desire. Next.
There are six options on what you're looking for on this app. It is, you can put long-term partner.
Okay.
Long-term, open to short.
Okay.
And I want you to guess which one I put, by the way, out of the six.
Out of the six.
So it's long-term partner, long-term, open to short, short-term, open to long, which is what he put, short-term fun, new friends, or still figuring it out.
Mm.
He should have put short-term fun, DZ.
Yeah, he should have put
that's
short-term
all I'm
fun.
Saying.
Yeah.
He was misleading, so I'll meet you in the middle on that one.
Sure.
And just say what you want then, if you're going to say it in the message. Say it on the profile, my guy.
Say it on the profile so that nobody gets any confusion.
Don't waste my time.
Then don't be telling people you're going to take them on a date when you don't care about it.
Which one do you think I have clicked?
I think you got short-term fun.
I do not.
No?
No. Oh. Come on.
Well, you know, for real. I just
come
feel
on,
like,
no.
I mean, like,
that's
I don't,
really, really blunt.
No,
I don't.
It's just because I don't feel like you take these dating apps too seriously. You're not sitting there invested looking for somebody to love from one of these apps.
You're right.
Right? That's why I would assume, you know, short-term fun.
I used to have it set to still figuring it out.
Fair. Because
I didn't know what I wanted.
Fair.
Fair.
Right.
I've changed it in the past year to long-term open to short.
What?
Yeah.
Because
I think short-term open to long is just a wacky, like, there's something about that. Like, either I'll, because you just said I got a date with intention. You told me to stop dating without intention.
Yeah.
So that would mean long-term open to short.
I didn't think you'd take my advice. I just said that.
Oh, now you're mad that I actually took it.
No, I didn't.
Unbelievable.
I didn't expect that coming from you to have long-term open to short. I just didn't think that was the mode you was in for real. For
who
real.
Wrote
I respect
in?
It.
Our listeners, they wrote in long-term booty.
No.
Stop it. I want all of it. I don't just want one.
Y'all get out of here.
With the whole package. Mm. Somebody else wrote in, Ellie, I'm still waiting for you to try eHarmony. Stop. Somebody tried that, and I said, 2005 called.
You're not about the
eHarmony. I'm not getting on eHarmony anymore, okay?
Okay.
Somebody said, you turned the notifications off. Dang, this guy thinks he's slick. Ew, boring. Next.
Big next.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so after reading that, that's not...
Nah, that ain't it.
That was...
You can leave that in the water right there. That you could take that fish off the hook and throw it back.
In fact, you know what? Let's unmatch him right now.
I say so.
Boring.
Bye.
All next. Right. This has been Dumpster Fire Dating. Hope you enjoyed.
You're my brother, you're my sister.
That's just the way it is. Things will never be the same. That's just the way it is. Oh yeah.
Never change.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Good morning.
We've got tickets to see SZA coming up before 9 o'clock, so don't go anywhere.
Boom, that part.
One of our regulars is on the phone. She said she can never get through, and she finally did. So ooh. Pull up our girl in Sheboygan, Lisa, you know.
Oh, Lisa.
Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Yeah, buddy.
You were listening to Dumpster Fire Dating, huh?
I was, I have off today, so I'm kind of out and about doing a few things this morning, and I was just tuning in and not at work. So
what do you think about the fact that men are just straight up in the DMs going, want to hook up? That's what it's like for me now. That's dating in 2024. What the hell is that?
Do you
that?
Appreciate the directness, or would you
yes
prefer
and no.
there be like a little pitter-patter and some courting, a little, at least something?
I don't want you to be fake, but
right.
I'm also kind of horrified by how honest they're becoming.
Yeah.
It's like the apps are just turning into...
That's all it is.
There's no dating. It's not really dating. I don't feel like it's dating anymore.
It's not.
It's not.
It doesn't feel like it,
it's
man.
It's like a hookup culture. Yeah, it's really strange. I don't know. Lisa, what's your advice?
I mean, I guess I appreciate directness because I'm fairly direct myself, but I also haven't dated in so long because I'm married and been together for so long. So dating then was, like, way back then was so much different than it is now. I wouldn't even know, like, what to do. Like, almost like the sad thing is like I see these same kind of things with these men now, right? Hearing from other people that it's starting when these like men are young, like boys, like how direct they are. And it's a little bit scary that, like, where are they learning this from? Where
Hold
is
on,
it
though.
Coming from?
In fairness, yeah. I feel like women are way more direct, too. If I can be honest, I feel like a lot of women walk up to men. A lot of women hit on men. I feel like, I get what you're saying. Men are, there's no boundaries anymore, and they're right. becoming offensive is what I think Lisa's getting at, right?
That's not good.
Is that right?
And I have daughters, so I don't see the opposite side of it. I only see or hear, you know, what they're telling me that they've heard and that they've been, you know, things that have been said.
That little boys are saying or doing.
They're little punks. Well, oh, that makes me mad.
I have a kid that works in retail, and she'll tell me that these, mind you, she's in high school, so she's a teen, right?
Yeah.
Right. Men, like grown men, will come up to her and say, like, flirt with her and kind of like, it's just bizarre and disgusting.
That's
what is wrong with you? So, like, but it's also the trend is also starting younger with, like, teen, you know, young men that are kind of, and I'm not saying girls don't do it either, but it's just, I appreciate directness, but there's a gray area.
There's a line of boundaries. Yeah. Like, it's almost become, for me, it feels like now we're violating social skills.
Yep, there's a line and it's blurred.
By jumping straight to the hooking up part, which is why you see all these women say, I was on an app and we were talking, and out of nowhere, he sends me a picture, you're like, at what point did you think we were there and that was what we were looking for? Where was that? Did that become appropriate in this conversation? And you see it all the time.
Well, and then people it downtrends into the younger because we talk about it like it's no big deal. No, when that's a big deal, you shouldn't be necessarily doing that, bro. And like Lisa's saying, back in our day, that really wasn't even like an option.
Oh my gosh.
Like that.
When I got married, you know how I gave him my number? I wrote it down on a napkin at a bar, everybody. I mean, not to age myself. And then he had to call me on the phone.
And it was rotary.
And it was weird. I remember being like, what?
I'm pretty sure I had like a Nokia or like a Motorola Razr when I met my husband. One of the two.
With the holographic background and the leather case. Yeah. No, but like Lisa was saying, Allie, didn't I tell you off air? I was like, bro, I don't know how you do it. Them dating apps give me the ick.
Yeah.
They make me feel like it's just, there's no real genuine interaction with anybody anymore. And I'd hate that.
And you asked, how do you know you're not even getting catfished? Right. That's the other thing. A lot of these guys, I go, give me your social media.
Yep.
And if they don't or don't have it, then I'm convinced they're either cheating or married. So I'm like,
Or fake.
Yeah, right. Or fake. I'm like, oh, you're not on Instagram or Facebook, you're married or not real.
Shady.
One or the other. Yeah, right, totally right. Shady. And if they don't have social, I'm out. So that's it. So Lisa, thanks for calling. We're glad you got in today.
Facts.
Well, thanks for having me.
we do appreciate your input, even if you've been married for 100 years.
Cheers to the next 100, Lisa.
Yep.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye. Somebody texted in and said, be direct and polite, not offensive and crude. Men and women. That's
true, fair. And honestly, though, I feel like you matched his energy as far as directness goes.
Fair.
You kept it as short as he kept it. You got to the point that you were going to get to. Mm-hmm. And what'd you leave it off at? Boring.
Boring, next.
Let's keep it there.
The end. Oh, it's my sister's favorite song. She calls me every time she's listening on the Odyssey app and said she loves it. Doja Cat.
It's a jam.
It's Penny's favorite song. And I love that she's listening on the app in California because you can listen anywhere on the Odyssey app.
No, that's hard. That's dope.
And if you're listening on the Odyssey app for an hour at a time, you also get entered to win a trip to Vegas to see Justin Timberlake. So that's kind of cool. It's a little bonus for you.
I log in and listen just for listening to us on the app.
Aw, I love it.
Boom.
All right, just listen live and get entered. So, DZ, earlier this week, we talked about a problem you were having in your house.
Yeah, so if you missed it, Sammy has been destroying books.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it has been tedious to try to keep up with this man because he is destroying a book a day, basically.
Aw,
so
Sammy!
What was happening is that we have a bookshelf in his room. And when we'd put him down for naps, he'd go down for a nap, but he likes to read, quote unquote. He's 2.5, so he can't read.
Yeah.
But he likes to look through the books until he falls asleep. The problem that happened, though, is that he would fall asleep after destroying the book and we wouldn't notice.
Yeah.
10 books, 10 days, right? So it was a problem.
It was a real problem.
We asked for advice.
Books cost money.
Books are expensive.
And nobody wants to tape every page back together every time, and nobody's gonna.
And people ran us through the gambit with advice.
Yeah.
But we kind of jumbled all that advice together.
Uh-huh.
We've gotten rid of books. The ones that are destroyed are done.
Yeah.
The ones that are fixable, we're gonna fix.
Yep.
But what we ended up doing, we took all of the paper books out of his room. He doesn't have any paper books.
Why?
Because he can't stop ripping them.
And that's it.
And that's it. So what we did do, though, is it's called the Leapfrog Learning Friends. It's a 100-word little digital, like, VTech book with plastic pages that are very hard to rip.
Oh.
I know they're hard to rip because I tried to rip it.
You gave it the test.
I didn't yank it. You know,
I would yank it if it's because he's two. Of course he's going to yank it.
I could have ripped it. I could have ripped it good.
Oh.
But I didn't. I gave it like the 2-year-old strength test.
You tried it. Yeah.
And I tried. Like, if he tugs it, because he can't peel it.
Yeah.
Right? The pages are plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's bound well enough.
Yeah.
And it's a little electronic book, so he can't really like do much to it. And it's going to help him learn because it's a bilingual book.
Ah.
So it's Spanish, English. Mm-hmm. He goes through 100 words. So as he's looking at the buttons, as he's touching stuff, it's going to say the words.
Yeah.
It's going to help him familiarize. So we think rather than him just sitting there with books that he can't really read, he's actually gonna get something from this. He could fall asleep with it all day. Go ahead.
Yeah.
He's not gonna rip. He's not gonna be able to.
Right. That's awesome. Problem solved.
We think we found the solution.
I think that is a great solution. I think you did that.
So
I think that's fantastic.
He's got one book and one book only. He better get used to reading it.
So how many days has he had it now?
We're on like day 3, maybe 4
and
now.
And he seems happy?
We haven't had a book rip.
Has he asked for like other books or paper books?
He's looked for them. He has looked for them, but at nap time is different because once you're in the room, he's really good at once you got him in the room to nap, he's good at staying in the room.
Right.
It's when he's not that he's looking for books and going, mis libros, my books.
What do I do?
Where are they at?
Yeah.
Once you're with us, cool. You can have your books because once you start trying to rip, we're taking them.
Right.
But nap time, it's going to be a learned behavior, so he stops ripping them. Until then, we've got the Leapfrog little VTech book that he can't destroy.
Good. I love it. I love it. How much was the VTech thing?
It's like $20.
Oh, it's fantastic.
I'm pretty sure somebody gave it to us as a gift even.
Yeah,
so
probably.
He's had it for a while, but they're cheap. They're between $15 and $20. You can get it probably at Target or Kohl's or find one at Ross. Definitely order it on Amazon.
People are texting in the same kind of stuff they did earlier in the week. DZ, you should get him a busy book. They have mini plastic and cloth books for toddlers that are great and you can put on a shelf for him to pick.
He's getting past that stage. He doesn't care for the cloth books anymore.
He knows.
Those are baby books.
He's going to be 3 soon.
Right.
And 0 to 3, 3 is more, you start to develop out more and do a whole new phase now. Yep. Yeah, he's a little more, he's going to start talking a lot more and going to the bathroom by himself. All that stuff's going to start changing. Yeah.
Not to mention, we want to keep the baby books nice for Danny.
Yeah.
You got another baby.
He's
5 months tomorrow, dog.
Oh. How did that happen?
Don't ask me because I don't know.
Dude, when Aaron posts pictures or you post stuff, I'm like, dude,
crazy.
He's like he's like Sammy, like when you started. He's like Sammy when you started. Oh my gosh.
Really though.
Kind of. Wow.
Yeah, but that's what we found the solution is. It's going to be take that book until now you no longer start ripping books and you familiarize yourself with protecting the property that you have.
Yeah.
Because we paid for that.
Oh, I have one more question for you. I know he goes to daycare. And does he do it at daycare?
No clue.
I was just wondering if he rips up her books.
No clue. You know what? I'll ask today.
You should ask. Find out.
I'm going to ask today.
She didn't say anything to you, so maybe not. Find out if he rips them up at daycare. That would be curious to know. I didn't even think about that until just now.
That's a great question.
Because I'm like, you got it done at home, but what happens the only other place he would be?
I'd assume he's distracted by friends and other toys that he might not worry about that.
He doesn't take his anger out on books at Miss Juana's because he's good.
Well, think about it. He doesn't nap there. He naps at home.
Oh, and he doesn't mess with the books.
The problem really is when he's napping, when he's by himself. Because when he's got attention, when he's got people around him, he's, you know, engaged in other activities.
Right.
It's solo dolo that he's doing it like out of boredom or something.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I think I'm happy for you guys that you got it done. I think it's great, DZ. Honestly, I'm happy that you found a solution. I'm glad that you found something to get him to stop ripping books. And this is good because when you talked about it earlier in the week, you were just fed up and to your wit's end. I get it. You're like, all this money down the drain. Book after book after book. And I'm just so sick of it. We're out of books. That's annoying. It's stuff. It costs money. There's value. And there's also value in books, period.
Listen, if that little boy ends up illiterate, it's his own fault because we bought him books.
Totally. If he goes to school, Aaron will storm in there and go, listen, I'm a teacher. I tried. It's his fault he can't read.
It's his fault. Definitely not us.
We are not the problem.
No.
That's has been established.
He's the jerk.
Oh, man. Well, thanks for the update, DZ. We appreciate that.
Thanks for listening.
And Bella said, okay, good talk. Now rest your voice. I agree, but one more thing, please. Can we do one more thing?
I think my voice is sounding better.
It sounds horrible. Now, 414 for SZA tickets. 414-533-1037. We have to give away our last pair of SZA tickets. She's
coming.
We doing
it now?
Let's do it right now. Let's play Snooze. I love that song. 414-533-1037. Caller 30, you're going to see her at Summerfest on June 22nd. Finally, we got the final headliner. And tickets are on sale now if you don't win them.
I'm burning like you do, you do.
She's going to be at Summerfest. Summerfest. Summerfest.
It's a SZA summer.
Like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Two, and it's not even three. Less than 3 months.
You can say it's around the corner, Allie. Don't be afraid.
It is. It is. We're going to blink and it's going to be here. She'll be at Summerfest on June 22nd. Sandra is in Hales Corners this morning. Hey, Sandra.
Hey, neighbor.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. What are you up to?
I'm working, actually, right down the street from you guys.
Where? We'll come see you. Where are you at?
Talk to us. We'll come visit.
Where are you at?
I'm for AutoZone.
Ooh, at AutoZone on the corner?
I've been to
right neighbors. There. I'm the boss.
Sandra, we're neighbors.
Sandra, I got to come get batteries.
Hold on.
I got to come get batteries for my garage door opener.
And there's a Burger King at a Festival of Foods.
Whatever you need, I got you.
Oh, we're pulling up.
Nice. You can look outside and see our radio towers. That's very nice.
Yes, I did.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, Sandra, it's so good to hear from our neighbor because you're going to see SZA.
Yeah.
You're going to Summerfest on June 22nd, and we'll be expecting auto parts in return. Since you work at AutoZone.
I don't know if we can do that, Allie.
Why not? She said she works there.
It's about legalities.
She said, hey, neighbor.
Free wiper blades for you. I got you. No problem.
Well, do you do that for everyone, or you just and you're tricking us, or is it just for us?
It's a free service we do, but I mean.
Rude.
I'll still take it.
Sandra said, I'll give you the service I give everybody.
It's about feeling special, though, Sandra.
Well, Sandra, it's nice to hear from you, neighbor. And hold on, I got to get more info from you. But you're going to see SZA, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And tickets are on sale now. So go get them. Summerfest.
Sandra don't got to worry about that. She's got her tickets.
She's good to go.
SZA and Sandra.
Woo-wee. Good way to end a Friday.